The NBA is back.
Here's Kuzma with a shot clock at 7. Cross court 3. Davis. Caught!
Last night, the NBA rebooted its season after a 5-month pandemic pause. That sound was from the Lakers-Clippers game. The Lakers won 103-101. The other season opener was between Utah Jazz and the New Orleans Pelicans. The Jazz won 106-104. Both games were housed inside of the league's more than $150 million bubble at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. And that's where we find Tim Bontemps, NBA writer for ESPN. Tim, you're actually bubble adjacent, but what is it like down there?
It's a pretty strange situation, Jeremy. As somebody who's paid to go to basketball games for a job, it was definitely a surreal experience to be at the games last night and to go and cover, a truly, hopefully, once-in-a-lifetime event. There's all kinds of barriers around where you're supposed to go or not go, and I'm bubble adjacent, so I'm in the yellow tier, it's called. So there's all these signs where yellow tier people go this way, green people tier go this way, and, there's all kinds of glass walls up, and everyone's wearing masks, and everyone, it's just surreal, I guess, is how I would describe it. Because the basketball was normal watching the games, but everything around the games was as far from normal as it could be.
Well, yeah, I watched some of one of the games last night, and if you were careful about how closely you looked, it almost looked like, and certainly sounded like, there were actually fans there. They did a pretty good job.
Yeah, it was weird being in the arena, hearing those noises, like the fan noises. To me, it almost sounded like white noise. It was kind of a jarring thing in person. But look, this is essentially the NBA on a soundstage being broadcast out to the world, right? There's obviously no fans at the games. There's a couple hundred personnel in there, whether it's media like me or lead personnel trying to work the games and refs and camera people and whatever. But the vast majority of people are going to be like you who are at home watching it. So this entire operation is really geared toward trying to make this seem like as normal of a viewing experience as you could possibly have, as well as making it as normal an experience for the players on the court as it possibly can be. And I think from that standpoint, both those standpoints, I should say, I think the NBA did a pretty good job of pulling this thing off so far.
Well, and they also want to make it as normal as they can when it comes to advertising. There was specific advertising on the actual court. Are they going to do that for every game?
I think so. It's funny. One of my colleagues was texting me during the game saying, is this on the court? Is this on the court? And I just kept saying, nope, it's not. Huh. It's not there. That's just an illusion on the TV. And I suspect that's going to happen quite a bit. On some of the local broadcasts I saw before I came down here, they had some of the team logos and stuff on the court. Obviously, that happened last night on TNT. But yeah, no, it's funny for me being there and looking at the court and just seeing what it is. Like, that's one experience. And then for everybody else at home, I think it's pretty clear that it's going to be a very different experience of people watching from their couch.
I also want to ask you about the messaging on the back of jerseys that players were wearing in place of their names. It was Black Lives Matter, Say Her Name. Players also knelt and locked arms before both games. How is this act of protest being received?
I think it's being received well. Everybody obviously was aware that this was going to be a dominant theme of this restart over the past couple months. NBA players have been incredibly vocal in the wake of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis. And I had a sense of what the players were going to do and the coaches were going to do, but to see everyone kneel like that before the game and just the utter silence that was in the arena other than the music playing, it was a pretty powerful moment. And I thought, for a group of players that wanted to come down here and, take part in this thing and try to get their message out to the world and, kind of speak to what they think is important and what they want to see changed, I thought it was a really powerful way for them to start off what should be, a couple months of hopefully competitive, good basketball and, a lot of focus on the way that a lot of things in our society are today.
Let me just finally ask you, this so far seems to be working. I mean, it was only one night so far, but are they worried in the NBA that they're going to end up in the situation like Major League Baseball, which is now dealing with outbreaks?
Well, listen, Jeremy, this is the whole key to this entire thing, right? Can the NBA keep the virus out? I was personally most concerned about the first couple of weeks, right when the bubble was formed. We saw with MLS, which is also down here in Orlando, in the immediate aftermath of them getting everyone inside the bubble, they had a couple teams. It was Nashville and Dallas. They both had a bunch of positive tests, and they had to pull out of the whole thing entirely. And the NBA is not going to be able to withstand having to lose a team from this thing. But so far, there's been no positive tests inside the bubble. We're now more than 3 weeks in. And I would say the NBA is cautiously optimistic. There was certainly nobody at the games last night. Adam Silver was there. Some owners were there. Nobody was there doing handstands and saying, we've solved this thing. It's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody is kind of just holding their breath and probably will be for the next 10 weeks or so, hoping that they can get from now to the end without any kind of outbreak, like you mentioned, because that could obviously bring this whole thing crashing down to the ground in a hurry.
That is Tim Bontemps, NBA writer for ESPN, joining us from adjacent to the NBA bubble in Orlando, Florida. Tim, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.